I'm sorry. I'm glad that we are not, that we're just podcasting, but I'm just still going to tell you what the look on my face is right now. It is perplexed. What? Okay. First of all, size has nothing to do with sensation.
True.
And I think,
I can
okay,
come
I
with
think
my
your
medium-sized
dilemma
dick.
here, I think your dilemma here might be coming from your own self-judgment, which is this idea that he doesn't want to play with your breasts because they're small.
Probably nailed it.
And you're assuming that that's true, and that may or may not be true, but you don't know until you talk to your boyfriend and say to him, "Hey, man, like my breasts are important to me, and I really like the sensation of people playing with my breasts. It doesn't matter how big or small they are." Okay, you're probably not going to be able to titty fuck anybody, but aside from that, there's really no difference in terms of sensation at all. And listeners, feel free to call in, or like sexytimedlove@gmail.com, like send us a voice memo or send us an email. Let us know if we're wrong. If you've got tiny boobs and you're really good at titty fucking and there's some way to do it, please let us know. We would love to share that with all of our listeners.
Welcome to Sexy Time, where we answer your questions about sex, relationships, and everything sexy in between. Don't forget, you can send your burning questions by voice or email to sexytimedlove@gmail.com. That's sexytimedlove@gmail.com. Anonymous questions are welcome. Thanks for hooking up with us today. Now, let's cozy up and join our hosts, Alice and BK Johnson.
Hey, welcome back to Sexy Time.
Welcome back. How you
Thanks.
doing?
I'm good. I'm enjoying this winter month of January and February and March. No, wait, March is not winter. Anyway, how
I'm
are you
just
doing?
enjoying all the months at once, barely. I'm great. I'm great.
Yeah.
Great. It's actually a little snowy right now where I am, so I'm not down about that.
I'm glad winter's about to end, is what I'm saying. Because, like, I always think of, like, you know, isn't November and December? It's very confusing to me, actually, these winter. This isn't about me. This is about sexy time. Sexy time. Thanks for making us part of your sexy day. Go to patreon.com/sexytimepodcast to help support the show. There's plenty of tiers and benefits that you can choose. You can even dom us and control the show a bit yourself. So check it out. patreon.com/sexytimepodcast.
It's a hazy shade of winter. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. Go on.
It's okay.
You put
Se
me on the.
Sexy time shout outs. That's part of the
Oh,
tiers.
Mark James, Monster J, and Odessa. You guys are our sexy,
Odessa.
sexy shout outs, and we're so grateful for
Thank
you.
you so much. Yep. Again, patreon.com. We appreciate the support. You can also get involved in the show without becoming a Patreon. Go to sexytimedlove@gmail.com. Actually, mail us at sexytimedlove@gmail.com. You can go there too, but it'll be interesting. Give it a shot. sexytimedlove@gmail.com. Well, today's a question day. And
for all of you supporting us with questions or Patreon or whatever, we couldn't do it without you. Thank you.
That is true. All right. Today's question. I love this. Hey, BK and Alice, my breasts are small. Me too.
Oh.
Anyway, this is coming from
Huh.
that's how she starts it. Coming from a 30-year-old female, and she says her boyfriend is 28. My boyfriend does not play with them. Okay, my breasts are small. My boyfriend does not play with them or pay attention to them during sex, but I would like to speak to him about it.
Okay.
I am at a loss though because I don't know what you can do with small boobs, especially when I'm lying down on my back and gravity fails me further. Do you have any help? Is there any help from you guys that you could think that a guy could play with small breasts? Thank you. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm glad that we are not, that we're just podcasting, but I'm just still going to tell you what the look on my face is right now. It is perplexed. What? Okay. First of all, size has nothing to do with sensation.
That's true.
And I think,
I can
okay,
come
I
with
think
my
your
medium-sized
dilemma
dick.
here, I think your dilemma here might be coming from your own self-judgment, which is this idea that he doesn't want to play with your breasts because they're small.
Probably nailed it.
And you're assuming that that's true, and that may or may not be true, but you don't know until you talk to your boyfriend and say to him, hey, man, like, my breasts are important to me, and I really like the sensation of people playing with my breasts. It's the skin around your nipples, and it's your nipples. That's all it is. It doesn't matter how big or small they are. Okay, you're probably not going to be able to titty fuck anybody, but aside from that, there's really no difference in terms of sensation at all. Like, and listeners, feel free to call in, or like sexytimedlove@gmail.com, like send us a voice memo or send us an email. Let us know if we're wrong. If you've got tiny boobs and you're really good at titty fucking and there's some way to do it, please let us know. We would love to share that with all of our listeners. But seriously, like the skin around your nipples, and your nipples are sensitive. There are ways to tantalize people and satisfy people using those two surfaces. That's all it is. If you're not sure how to do that, I'm sure Google has lots of tips. I'm sure porn has lots of tips. I'm sure there are lots and lots of websites out there that can give you tips on how to satisfy a man or a woman using nipple play or around the nipples. This is a crazy thing, but like when I was very, very young, I remember finding a book in my father's nightstand that was like how to please a woman and keep her coming every time. And I was like, whoa. And of course I read this thing, you know, and the thing I remember reading was like going around the nipple slowly and teasing, not touching the nipple for some time circularly and just lightly touching until she begs you to touch or suck her nipple. Look,
some women hate that, by the way. Some women hate that. Trust me. I tried.
Everybody's different. And honestly, you think this is just a female thing? Like, some men have really sensitive nipples. Some men hate it when you touch their nipples. Some men don't like it because it makes them come right away. Some men love it. And some men couldn't care less because they don't have any sensation. The same thing is true with women. So talk to your partner, tell him you would like him to play an experiment and try to see what it is the two of you can come up together to make you feel satisfied with your nipple play.
I love it.
And please don't worry about the size. It has nothing to do with anything. You are gorgeous. And I will always be jealous of your ability to wear backless, sexy dresses and not sag when you get older.
I love it. I love it. I love that positive, because that's something I would never think of being positive, the small breasts, because I didn't think of wearing a dress, but that's beautiful. And thank you for the question. If this is your biggest problem, though, you got it good. That's all I gotta say. If this is the biggest problem, and I love it, thank you for sharing it with it. But this is the first thing you must remember. If this is the thing that's really concerning you the most in your relationship, you got a great relationship. I love that. It says a lot about your relationship. And this is the other thing that Alice is touching on. It does, the way the question is phrased, and also what you're asking, says a lot of other things about the relationship. So again, overall, it's a great relationship. This is your biggest problem. Great. Okay, cool. But what you're saying in this question is your boyfriend, as you put it, does not play with them or pay attention to them during sex, but I would like to speak to him about it. So that is something that's important to you. And why did it go immediately to he needs to, like, and also you said, like, I'm at a loss though, because I don't know what to do. You can do with small boobs and how to play with them and stuff like that.
Figure that out.
It's like, exactly. Like, this says a lot about your relationship. Are you in this relationship? Is this something that you might need to work on that has nothing to do with sex and has nothing to do with really important things, but you're in a relationship where you're, when things come up or whenever you want to try something, because you stated a desire, you want him to maybe pay attention to your breasts during sex. Your first inclination is that you have to teach him utility with it, and you have to do that for your, you know what I mean? So
I mean,
is
important
something
to tell your partner what you like, but
no, I know, but like she's not, like, again, like, she's trying to fix it with technique or something else that has nothing to do with this one. Because it's like,
correct,
each technique is going to be different for each person. And it's actually what you want. It's not about what he, like, I want to make him enjoy doing things with my boobs. It's like, oh no, that's, it's, you started it by saying you want him to kind of pay more attention to that and what talked him about it. So again,
yeah,
the, as you've mentioned many times, Alice, the problem is in the solution or something like that. How do you say that? I said it wrong. What
the
is
problem
it?
The problem is the solution.
Is the solution. And so the solution.
Thanks to Alice Trapers.
You said the problem yourself in the question. I want to speak to him about it. And this is what's important to me. That's the solution. Talk to him about it. Let him know that it's important to you. And then see what you can do together, what he may like, what you may like, and find it that way. Don't go down the path of, I know this is ways that most people enjoy breast play with small breasts, so this is going to work for us. As Alice was saying with the book and things, I can speak from my own experience. It's not going to work. All, you know, everyone is different. It's not going to work every time that way. So anything of saying techniques of like, yeah, this, of course, there's things you could try. That's what you're kind of asking for too. And again, nipples are always important.
Maybe you'll find out you like ice.
Exactly. There's things you could play with. Heat, cold, like ice, warmth.
Electric shock.
Moistness, food.
Nipple clamps. Yeah, all kinds of interesting.
What if it's
things.
Like, oh, you want these things, but it's like, oh, he's not really into that, but he loves whipped cream. Exactly. Well, he loves honey, whipped cream. He loves food. You could play with food. You could play with heat, ice, cold, whatever. Like, so get creative with it, but don't get locked in on like, oh, well, everybody keeps telling me this is what's normal. And it's like, no. It's like, it's fine. And again, the solution is understanding what you want and going for it. And again, if this is the biggest problem in the relationship, I don't think that is the problem. I think it is the difficulty in trying to bring this up to the boyfriend and trying to explore with your boyfriend in the bedroom and being self-conscious of that. That's where I would actually focus more attention. It's like, if you are having great sex, but there's something in the sex that's bothering you because you want him to pay more attention to your breasts, probably, that's what it sounds like. So that is the problem, that you can't bring that to his attention and you don't feel comfortable working together on it. That's what you need to work on. Because if you work on that, you can do anything. Like, yes. What about your ass? Let's work on your ass next. But hey, if you can't bring it up, it's not going to matter. And if you can't talk about it and work through it in the bedroom and outside the bedroom. So that's what I would recommend. Hit that. Hit that, baby.
Yeah.
Got a good relationship. You're all good.
Highly recommend.
All right. You got one, Alice?
Beautiful. Yeah. This one's a quickie. I think it's a quickie because our advice is probably going to be real easy. So whenever we get these questions, I'm like, oh, I feel bad delivering this bad news, but let's do it.
Aww.
So this is a 30-year-old female talking about her 27-year-old male boyfriend. My boyfriend is upset with me because I have asked him to use unscented soap for me.
Okay.
I have gotten many yeast infections in the past and have to use unscented soaps and detergents. Specifically after sex with other men, I have been very susceptible in the past. My current boyfriend uses a very strong, fragrant body wash. And I've asked him multiple times if he would at least be willing to wash his genitalia with unscented bar soap to help me not have a problem with my pH balance or get a yeast infection from having sex with him. He said, no problem. We've talked about it again multiple times because I recently found out that he's only sometimes using it because it doesn't feel convenient to him. He also doesn't believe, apparently, that it's real. And he doesn't understand how a woman's pH balance could cause any infections. He also doesn't seem to care. I don't know what to do. I'm apparently the first girl he's ever been in relationship with as of just a couple of months ago.
Oh.
And he grew up not really socializing with women outside of his direct family members. What should I do?
Sorry. Yeah. Like I was laughing because I was thinking of my brain just flashed back to what Alice was talking about before the question. I'm like, that's what she means. Yeah. Because there is a serious lack of trust. There is way too much accusations and breaking of boundaries and lies. So with all those being said, unless you think that that's something you need right now, which most, like, no one ever really does need, but some people get this in this trap that they, it's like almost like a negotiation with relationships where I can put up with that because he's so good in other places, or this girl is so good in this that I can put up with that. Unless you're in that mode, I mean, like, it's almost like a definitive 100%. It's not a healthy relationship and you should get out as best as you can, safe as, because like, I mean, like, and most people, when I say this, of course, I would assume that you'd say, I don't want that anyway. Like, I don't want to have that negotiation, the trade-off. And like, yeah, most people wouldn't. And so that's what I hear from
this. Maybe it doesn't
matter
that you're 30, but I don't know. Being a 30-year-old starter girlfriend doesn't sound like fun to me.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's just so much like a lack of trust, and especially when he says no problem and then he lies about it. And then also he says, It's one, he just is throwing every excuse in the pond he can throw with inconvenience, or I don't believe it actually is real, just because, you know, like, it's like, it's insane. It's like, you don't believe that these type of people exist when there's billions of people on the earth that probably there's going to be a decent percentage of it somewhere. You know what I mean? Especially when it's unnatural. Again, like the unscented is going to be more organic and natural. Yeah, for the guy though, like, again, if this ends up being something where like we're overreacting and you're emphasizing the things that you're saying, and he's actually trying his best, and there's other reasons, and you're attacking him here too, I would speak to the guy like this, man, like, stop with this stuff about inconvenience and all this crap. Like, any guy who is looking for a nice relationship with someone, whether it be with a lady or not, the payoff of actually just changing soaps is better health in your partner and sex. So if you just have to give up soap for that, there is no reason. There's no like reason to lie or just complain about this shit. So again, it's actually diverting from the truth. The truth is, you don't respect each other or have boundaries if that's what he's going to hold firm to. And so again, this might be a time where you work on communicating in that, and he needs to shut up about that stuff and be happy that he's getting sex and also has a partner that he cares about enough to care about their health and their infections down there. But again, that's only, especially if maybe you are putting some emphasis in how much of an asshole this guy is. But if it's actually this bad, then yeah, dump the fucker. Sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, yeah, I couldn't.
We feel bad.
Yes. I don't understand why you would want to put up with this behavior any longer. Frankly, I would just be done. You know, I was saying to BK earlier, like, there was this one guy I met who sex was great. He used a condom. Everything was good. And then afterwards I found out he didn't believe in climate change. And I was like, oh, well, at least he believes in condoms. I mean, I don't have to sleep with him necessarily again, but if I do, you know, at least I know he's not bringing, like, you know, STDs into my body. It's like, not going to last later. Like, his political beliefs or his, like, whether he believes in science, you know, he may not be the best person for me to date in the long term, but when it comes to my sexual health, that's kind of the most important thing. If it's just sex. But this guy, like, relationship, the problem is sex, and the problem is attitude, and the problem is respect and the way he treats you. Like, it's just not good. It's not good. I'm sorry. We have to just be like, okay, you need to break up with this guy. But okay, you need to break up with this guy.
Yep.
My only other...
Just do it safely, like I said.
Yeah. Right. My only other recommendation for you, if you really, really, really want to stay with this guy, like, do condoms help? My guess is probably no. And in fact, if he is washing with unscented body wash, like, he needs to wash with unscented everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, not just his penis, because like the base of the penis, like where it's like hitting your vagina, is probably also going to be a problem. So like, I think you just generally need somebody who's going to be more sensitive to your needs. If you want, you can give him an ultimatum before you break up with him and just be like, listen, this is a hard line for me. You either do this every single time we're together or I'm out.
I like that, because it is, again, the only thing I would say is keep it safe, break up in public if you're going to do something like that, if you're not going to break up over the phone or text or whatever. But if it's like that, that's great, because that eases it. 'Cause usually assholes later will just say, oh, she was so fucking uptight because, and that's why she broke up with me. Other than that, it was great. So I'm not angry at her, but she was just a stuck up bitch because of that. And it's like, good. He's not going to try to attack you now because it's like, you have the reason. I like that ultimatum, putting that out there. It actually is for her safety too, I think.
Man.
He sounds like an asshole to me. That's all.
If some guy is going to talk about you like that to his friends, you don't want to date any of his friends anyway. So who fucking cares?
Yeah, exactly. The way he's treating you, I can totally see that type of attitude. But again, that would be for your protection to get away from those type of people.
I'm like, sorry. Yeah. I really hope this isn't like the only man in your town, you know?
Oh, she'll be fine.
You know, go find someone else. You'll be good.
There's plenty of fish in the sea. And in this new world age, you know, we can travel and meet the other people through internets and all these sorts of things. That's why, I mean, you know, you sent us this information through the internet. So there's always like online dating stuff. You can figure it out. So,
you know, I mean, we talked recently about online sex bots. Like I would rather have a real person than a sex bot, but I would rather have a sex bot than this man.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Putting up with that is pretty crazy. So,
yeah.
Best of luck to you, but thank you.
May the next relationship fulfill you and treat you like a human.
Well, in my experience, and I've said it many times, that like the bad relationships in my past and the heartbreaks in the past, I would never have the great relationship I have now with my wife if it wasn't for that. So you take the take the good lessons that you can from these terrible situations. And I would say that I firmly believe that Alice's hope for you and all of you is going to be true. You'll learn from these terrible things that happened to you, and the next one's going to be even better, and you'll keep getting better. I love it. Well, we are out of time for today. Thanks for making us a great, sexy podcast show that you check out every week. It's been it's been great.
What will we do without you guys?
Have a less satisfying sex life and relationship.
He had no answer. We need you.
Less satisfying sex, less satisfying relationships. That's what would happen. Yeah. So
please, if you haven't said hi in a while, say hi. We miss you. Mm. We love you. Yeah.
Say hi's a great
app for all our friends and all our fans. Mm. Hope you're having a beautiful year so far.
Yeah. Well, until next week, stay sexy, stay safe.
And do not get caught in public.
Thank you so much for coming along with us on this episode of Sexy Time. The party goes on after each show with unfettered access to your hosts in an uncensored and private live segment we call Pillow Talk. Become a Sexy Time subscriber to join in on the fun at patreon.com/sexytimepodcast. That's patreon.com/sexytimepodcast. It is always a pleasure to see you there. If you've enjoyed our company and would like to support us, be sure to tap that share button and spread the love. Join us again next week, wherever you listen to podcasts, for another Sexy Time. Until next time, this is the Mistress of Ceremonies, sending her love. Stay sexy.